I know that if I'm providing a way for that mom to feel better, she's able to take better care of her baby, the rest of her family. It's a really big ripple effect for not too much of my time.
Here's a way you can get involved in our community.
I am Kelly Kelly. I am the founder and executive director of Hand to Hold. We are a nonprofit organization that provides support to parents during and after a neonatal intensive care unit stay.
It is a very strange experience to have a child in the hospital, and it's really, really helpful to have other people who understand that experience. My name is Amy Bills. I am the mom of an 8-year-old boy who was a full-term baby and a 6-year-old boy who was a 28-week preemie. That 28-week preemie had an identical twin who we lost at 2 days.
My name is Tara Potts, and I am a member of the board of directors of Hand to Hold, and I also am involved in peer-to-peer support. My twins were born at 34 weeks.
It's a very common issue. We know 1 out of every 8 babies is born preterm. That's before 37 weeks. You know, I think I had a misunderstanding of prematurity before my baby was born, just thinking that those babies were born small, and now understand the vast array of challenges that they face.
It's such an overwhelming experience and an emotional experience, and it's great to be able to help those families through it.
Hand to Hold needs volunteers in many different capacities. We're one of the 26 charities that benefit from the Hosta Marathon, and we look for runners who will run on our behalf. Of course, we are always looking for new helping hands, because in order for us to meet that very specific need, we look for NICU graduate parents who have had many different kinds of birth experiences.
Hand to Hold is this month's Get Involved Spotlight organization. Support comes from Austin's I Live Here, I Give Here campaign. For more information on volunteer opportunities in Central Texas, visit KUT.org.